A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Isaac grew, and on the day of the child's weaning, Abraham held a great feast. Sarah noticed the son whom Hagar, the Egyptian, had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she demanded of Abraham, "Drive out that slave and her son. No son of that slave is going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac." Abraham was greatly distressed, especially on account of his son Ishmael. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed about the boy or about your slave woman. Heed the demands of Sarah, no matter what she is asking of you, for it is through Isaac that descendants shall bear your name. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also, since he too is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham got some bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. Then placing the child on her back, he sent her away. As she roamed aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba, the water in the skin was dry, used up. So she put the child down under a shrub and then went and sat down opposite him about a bow shot away. For she said to herself, "Let me not watch to see the child die." As she sat opposite Ishmael, he began to cry. God heard the boy's cry, and God's messenger called to Hagar from heaven. "What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry in this plight of his. Arise, lift up the boy and hold him by the hand, for I will make of him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and then let the boy drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and takes delight in prosperous days? The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. And they cried out, "What have you done? What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding, and the demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine. The whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon the whole town came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. And so when I was reading and praying with the reading this morning, the first reading, I'm thinking, Sarah was not a very nice person. And neither was Abraham when it comes right down to it. Just sends them out, get out of here, you know, think, no son of mine is going to, really? Oh my. But God fixed the sin. Right? Sarah sinned. I'm sorry, she's the mother of the faith, but she sinned in wanting to get that child out of the way. We too sometimes, well, nobody here, nobody watching, of course, that we too sin by being selfish, by having things our way, by being jealous, by being whatever. And God can fix it. And when we're the product or we're the ones that are receive the sin of somebody else, and we cry out to God, God has the power to make it right and to save us and to help us. So When we cry out to God, we got to trust him that the God who made the universe and knew from the beginning of time what would happen, that he will take care of you and me if we but trust him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's